My son, be gentle in carrying out your business, and you will be better loved than a lavish giver. The greater you are, the more you should behave humbly. And then you will find favor with the Lord. For great though the power of the Lord is, he accepts the homage of the humble. There is no cure for the proud man's malady. Since an evil growth has taken root in him, the heart of a sensible man will reflect on parables. An attentive ear is the sage's dream. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
In your goodness, O God, you prepared a home for the poor. In your goodness, O God, you prepared a home for the poor. The just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. Oh, sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence. In your goodness, O God, you prepared a home for the poor. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom. In your goodness, O God, you prepared a home for the poor. You poured us down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was here that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. In your goodness, O God, you prepared a home for the poor.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. What you have come to is nothing known to the senses, not a blazing fire, or a gloom turned into total darkness, or a storm, or trumpeting thunder, or the great voice speaking which made everyone that heard it beg that no more should be said to them. But what you have come to is Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the millions of angels have gathered for the festival, with the old church in which everyone is a firstborn son and a citizen of heaven. You have come to God himself, the supreme judge, and been placed with spirits of the saints who have been made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator who brings a new covenant. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath day, Jesus had gone for a meal at the house of one of the leading Pharisees, and they watched him closely. He then told the guest a parable, because he had noticed how they had picked the places of honor. He said this: When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take your seat in the place of honour. A more distinguished person than you may have been invited, and the person who is invited, who invited you, would come and say, "Give up your place to this man." And then, to your embarrassment, you would have to make way and go to the lowest place to sit. So then, in future, sit at the lowest place, and when the host comes, he may say, "My friend, move up higher." In that way, everyone with you at the table will see that you are honored. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the man who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to his hosts, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not ask your friends, brothers, relations, or rich neighbors, for fear they repay your courtesy by inviting you in return. No, when you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, that they cannot pay you back because they have no means. Because of this repayment, you will show that you are a virtuous man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I heard a story some time ago about an incident on a plane flying out of Johannesburg. The plane was full, and a lady pressed the buzzer, and the flight attendant came along, and she said, "There's been some mistake. I can't sit here." And the hostess says, "Why, what's wrong?" She says, "Can't you see? I'm sitting next to a Kaffir or a coloured man. You have to find me another seat." And of course, all attention was drawn to the events. So the hostess says, "Well, I'm sorry, the plane is full, I'm sure, certainly in economy class, but I will go and check." So she went and checked, and she came back a few minutes later and said, "I've spoke to the captain, but economy is full, and also there is no seat in our middle class section, but there is one seat in the first class section. And I've spoke to the captain, and he agrees for a move." So she leant over and said to the gentleman sitting next to this lady, "Sir, please come with me to the first class compartment." And as he got up and walked towards the first class compartment, everyone cheered. Everyone clapped. It's the story of today's gospel, isn't it? We can all associate ourselves with the passengers around, clapping and cheering because of the events. The snooty lady was embarrassed. The shock of prejudice hits us all. And yet we can feel sorry for people that have prejudice shown to them. Jesus says, why should someone want the honoured place? Is it to get something back? Is that what they're after? And he says, no one on this earth is better than the person next to them, the person beside them, the person in front of them. Because we all get given what we are given by God. And God purchased all of us, our lives, with the death of his son. So let's probe it a little bit deeper. Lack of humility. Don't ask to be exalted. Don't go for the best place at the table. Why would the people want that? Is it because they feel inferior themselves? Do they lack self-confidence? Do they try and compensate for these fears by trying to exalt themselves? There's a saying that says, don't make yourself so high because you are not so low. This world of ours shows you how people can be exalted with fame, with money, sporting achievements. And they hit the papers and the news every weekend and every day. But how many of them the next week fall from grace and have things said against them that puts a completely different slant on their lives? Are we the same? Do we seek gratification in fame and fortune and respect from others only to show ourselves up? That purchase price, the death of Jesus for us, is what we need to bear in mind when we look at how we treat other people and how we expect people to treat us. Taking the readings today, one extract in the first reading says, my son, be gentle in carrying out your business, and you will be better loved than a lavish giver. The greater you are, the more you should behave humbly. And that goes for all of us. Our model in humility is Jesus. He's a friend of sinners. So much so they made the rhyme about him. Behold a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, it says in Luke. He came to serve, not to be served. He washed the feet of his disciples at the Last Supper as a sign that his followers are to serve. We, his followers, are called to serve. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the man who humbles himself will be exalted. Status seeking is rampant in the world of ours. Today, Jesus encourages us to be content with what we have, to be content with being the lowly and the least. And it's the small, insignificant gifts that we give and receive that give us the greatest love and joy in our lives. Let Jesus' example be a reflection to all of us.